Kamala Harris campaign raises $11.6 million in third quarter. By Joshua Kaplan on October 1, 2019. Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, raised $11.6 million for her 2020 White House campaign in the third quarter. The lawmaker's campaign announced in a statement on Tuesday afternoon. Harris' latest cash haul is lower than her previous fundraises, where she took in $12 million in the first quarter and $11.80 in the second quarter. According to the California Democrats' campaign, it has $10 million in cash on hand and plans to bolster its resources on the ground in early primary states such as Iowa and South Carolina. This is a campaign that is growing, expanding, and built to win this primary, campaign manager Juan Rodriguez said. As we have spent the summer months strengthening our infrastructure, we enter this final stretch of 2019 with ample resources to execute a winning game plan. With hundreds of organizers and staff in the early states and Super Tuesday California, we are ready to harness the energy of our thousands of grassroots volunteers to phone bank, knock doors and turn out the vote for Kamala in these 2020 contests. Earlier Tuesday, Senator Bernie Sanders's IVT campaign announced it raised $25.3 million, while South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg took in $19.1 million. Additionally, Senator Cory Booker, DNJ, brought in $6 million after warning supporters he would be forced to drop out if his campaign didn't raise $1.7 million by the end of the third quarter. News of Harris's third quarter haul comes amid reports that her campaign is expected to undergo a shakeup of senior staff. According to Politico, Rohini Kosoglu, who serves as Harris's chief of staff in the Senate, and senior advisor LaFonza Butler will be to be promoted to senior positions. We continue to grow our organization as we enter the fourth quarter, and it has always been the plan to bring on additional management to oversee an expanded staff, Rodriguez told Politico in response to the report. We continue to grow our organization as we enter the fourth quarter, and it has always been the plan to bring on additional management to oversee an expanded staff, he added. As we double our organizers in Iowa and South Carolina and expand our digital team, we're in a strong position to execute our plan and win the nomination. Reports of the imminent shakeup come as Harris's campaign continues to struggle with sliding poll numbers. The senator has dropped to fifth place in the Real Clear Politics average of polls and dropped to fourth place among likely Democrat voters in her home state, a KQED survey says. She only registered 3% in South Carolina and 5% in Nevada, a pair of recent polls show.